Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Matt Brown reminds us that football is only a game. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The Carolina coach began his weekly press conference with an informal prayer meeting for all those affected by Hurricane Helene. Brown and his wife Sally have had a home in Linville for years, and their feelings are more with them right now. Brown began, "I want thoughts and prayers for the people in Western North Carolina. We've had so many friends up there, and it's really devastating. They don't have phone service. They don't have Wi-Fi. Roads are out. Trees are down. They're encouraging people not to go to the mountains. People up there can't get off the mountain. They don't have food. There's no water in some of the hospitals. It is totally devastating to think that a storm could do that much damage." Mac turned back to football on the 21-20 loss at Duke Saturday night. His team squandered a 20-0 lead in the third quarter, and Brown remained upbeat about a 3-2 season that has not gone as expected. "We've got a really good team, and we as coaches haven't done a good enough job with them yet," he said, a refrain he has used many times over the years. "It's come down to the last drive in three of the last 5 years." In 2019, Chaz Surratt's dramatic interception of the goal line brought the victory bell back to Chapel Hill after 3 years in Durham. In 2022, Drake May hit Antoine Green in the end zone to win the game on the final possession. And last season, the Heels survived two overtimes after a dramatic comeback in regulation. "We've made that drive to win the game those 3 years. We didn't this time," Brown said. "We won the first half. They won the second half. And probably five plays in the game, maybe one or two that we'd made, we win the game and things are totally different." Brown acknowledged the fan base is angry after giving up 70 points to James Madison and giving back the 20-point lead over the Blue Devils. "In modern-day college football, there's so much anger publicly that it's everywhere, not just here," he said. "Players have to learn to handle that. That's the way it's going to be in their lives. They're going to have crises that are more public than when I was growing up because of social media. So it's one of those things that you learn is to take negatives and turn into positives. And that's a life lesson. One of my jobs is to try to help them with life lessons. And that's what we're doing." Brown spent very little time talking about 4-0 Pitt, Saturday's opponent at high noon in Keenan Stadium. The Panthers, the third straight unbeaten team the Tar Heels have faced, from what the Carolina coach says, is the best foe so far. This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.